जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना तीरा बनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन जन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा बनचारी यमुना तेरा बनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जयो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेव जय श्री सुभद्रा जय राधा बल्लभ राधा बल्लभ राधा बल्लभ जय श्री राधे जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य श्री श्रीमदभ चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथ श्रीमद् भागवतम की जानिताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 18 वर्स नंबर 42 नहि कश्चित् प्रियास्त्रीणां नहि कश्चित् प्रियास्त्रीणां अञ्जसा स्वशिषात्मनां अञ्जसा स्वशिषात्मनां पतिं पुत्रं भ्रातरं वा पतिं पुत्रं भ्रातरं वा ग्रन्थि अर्थे घातयन्ति च ग्रन्थि अर्थे घातयन्ति च नहि कश्चित् प्रिया स्त्रीणां अञ्जसा स्वशिषात्मनां पतिं पुत्रं भ्रातरं वा ग्रन्थि अर्थे घातयन्ति च नहि कश्चित् प्रिया स्त्रीणां अञ्जसा स्वशिषात्मनां पतिं पुत्रं भ्रातरं वा ग्रन्थि अर्थे घातयन्ति च नहि कश्चित् प्रिया स्त्रीणां अञ्जसा स्वशिषात्मनां पतिं पुत्रं भ्रातरं वा घटयन्ति अर्थे घातयन्ति च नहि कश्चित् प्रिया स्त्रीणां अञ्जसा स्वशिषात्मनां पतिं पुत्रं भ्रातरं वा ग्रन्थि अर्थे घातयन्ति च नहीं कच्छत्रियास्ति कश्चित् प्रिया स्त्री न वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग न नॉट ही सर्टनली कश्चित् anyone priya dear srinam to woman anjasa actually swa ashisha for their own interests atmanam most dear patim husband putram son bhrataram brother va or Gnanti, they kill. Arthe, for their own interests. Ghatayanti, cause to be killed. Cha, also. Translation. To satisfy their own interests, women deal with men as if the men were most dear to them. But no one is actually dear to them. Women are supposed to be very saintly. But for their own interest, they can kill even their husband, sons, or brothers, or cause them to be killed by others. You can repeat the translation. To satisfy their own interests, women deal with men as if the men were most dear to them. But no one is actually dear to them. Women are supposed to be very saintly. But for their own interests, they can kill even their husbands, sons, or brothers, or cause them to be killed by others. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki joy ho. A woman's nature has been particularly well studied by Kashyapa Muni. Women are self-interested by nature. And therefore they should be protected by all means so that their natural inclination to be self-interested will not be manifested. Women need to be protected by men. A woman should be cared for by her father in her childhood, by her husband in her youth, and by her grown sons in her old age. This is the injunction of Manu, who says that a woman should not be given independence at any stage. Women must be cared for so that they will not be free to manifest their natural tendency for gross selfishness. There have been many cases, even in the present day, in which women have killed their husbands to take advantage of their insurance policies. This is not a criticism of women, but a practical study of their nature. Such natural instincts of a woman or a man are manifested only in the bodily conception of life. When either a man or a woman is advanced in spiritual consciousness, the bodily conception of life practically vanishes. We should see all women as spiritual units, Aham Brahmasmi, whose only duty is to satisfy Krishna. Then the influences or different modes of material nature, which result from one's possessing a material body, will not act. The Krishna conscious movement is so beneficial that it can very easily counteract the contamination of material nature, which results from one's possessing a material body. Bhagavad Gita therefore teaches in the very beginning that whether one is a man or a woman, one must know that he or she is not the body but a spiritual soul. Everyone should be interested in the activities of the spirit soul, not the body. As long as one is activated by the bodily conception of life, there is always the danger of being misled, whether one is a man or a woman. The soul is sometimes described as Purusha because whether one is dressed as a man or a woman, one is inclined to enjoy this material world. One who has this spirit of enjoyment is described as Purusha. Whether one is a man or a woman, he is not interested in serving others. Everyone is interested in satisfying his or her own senses. Krishna consciousness, however, provides first-class training for a man or a woman. A woman should be trained to be a first-class devotee of Krishna, and a man should be trained to be a first-class devotee of Lord Krishna, and a woman should be trained to be a very chaste follower of her husband. That will make the lives of both of them happy. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamaram Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshune Vadi Paschata Deshatarine Hare Krishna. So these are, we are continuing this section where Diti has decided that she wants to kill Indra, and she has used her power of convincing her husband through all means what she could, and she is successful, and Kashyapa Muni has agreed to fulfill her desire. So we'll see later in the chapter, which many other speakers will speak upon, but Kashyapa Muni, understanding the nature of his wife very clearly, as the first statement of the purport Srila Prabhupada says, a woman's nature has been particularly well studied by Kashyapa Muni, because he has understood the weakness a woman can display when fully in bodily conception of life. Understanding that he will in future decide that because he is husband, but he is a weak husband. He became weak. He got attracted to the sensual pleasures and fell down in one sense. But now his responsibility as a husband is also of a guru, because he is the leader. He is running the show. So as a leader in the house, because Diti is dependent on Kashyapa, now he will engage her in such a way that she gets purified. And that's one of the key responsibility as a leader or as a guru Kashyapa plays now. Before he has shown weaknesses, but from now on, later in this chapter, he'll act as a guru. And how he'll act as a guru? Because he will give Diti ways to fulfill her desire, ways to practice meditation, ways to satisfy Lord Vishnu in such a way that she gets even purified of her own desire. And Prabhupada further in later purports also mentions that this is the potency of Krishna conscious practice. That you may come and practice in whatever consciousness you may be in, with all external motives, with completely with complete motives of satisfying your senses, but it is the potency of the spiritual practice which practically purifies you. And we see in many examples, especially the example of Prahlad Maharaj, who wanted a kingdom bigger than his great grandfather Lord Brahma. And the whole purpose of his meditation, the only sole purpose of him doing such a severe meditation, which we can't even imagine, in 6 months, him attaining perfection of seeing Lord Vishnu face to face, where his meditation involved practically no breathing towards the end of it, drinking just every third day, eating just shoots and roots to begin with. In 6 months, when he got darshan of the Lord, it was very embarrassing for him, because as soon as the conch of the Lord touched him, as soon as the process of devotional service purified his heart, he was very ashamed. And he quoted a very, very famous verse. And he says, Sthana abhilashi tapaso sthitoham tvam praptavan neha munindra guhyam kacham vichinyan apidibiratnam swamin kritartosmi varam nayache. That I was so much interested in this piece of land. What is the piece of land? It's a planet bigger than Lord Brahma's planet. It's not just a piece of land. It is something else. I was interested in that piece of land, but I have found you, who is very difficult to be found by great munis and rishis. So as soon as I saw you, I realized that you are a diamond. But what I was interested in is broken pieces of glasses. My material desire was like broken pieces of glasses, but you are that valuable jewel. So after getting you, who cares about broken pieces of glasses? So Swamin Kritarthasmi Varan Nayachich, please my dear Lord, don't fulfill my desire. But what was the Lord's reaction? He did fulfill Dhruva's desire, but in such a way that he is not bound. So we will see in Diti's case also, even though it's not, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions when explaining the further procedures, he very specifically says that the process which Kashyapa gave her was of Vaishnav Paddhati. It was Vaishnav worship. It was worship of Lord Vishnu. And that purifies Diti to a degree that Diti and Indra both apologizes to each other. Because later we'll see Indra will enter her womb. He sneaks in her womb waiting for an opportunity that she will do one fault from the whole strict procedure Kashyapa mentions. Kashyapa Rishi will give Diti such strict regulations to follow. A couple of examples of that strict regulation was that no matter what, you should wash your hand, face, feet after eating. It's very common, right? But she was so fatigued after following such a strict vow for one full year that once she forgot, just one time she forgot to wash her hands. And that was a fault. And using that as a fault, Indra entered her womb when she was pregnant and started cutting off her fetus into 7 pieces. And then those 7 pieces were further cut into another, which became 49 pieces. And 49 fetuses were there within the womb of Diti, but when Supreme Lord had planned to protect her, nothing could have happened. And Prabhupada mentions when Parikshit was protected in the womb, even Brahmastra couldn't kill the womb, the child in the womb. So what can Indra do? When Brahmastra could not kill Parikshit, what potency Indra had? And so then Indra realized that even me, after chopping the fetus in the womb into 49 pieces, they're still alive, all of them. And they tell Indra that we are in your side. In the womb, this is a talk happening, that we are your followers. Indra realizes, oh my God, this is a mistake I've done. But simultaneously, Diti is also purified And Indra also realizes that, why am I being insecure unnecessarily? And they both apologize to each other. And that only happens, why? Because the Supreme Lord is involved in the equation. So both of them who were showing their lower natures, whether it was Indra or Aditi, get over their lower natures because Supreme Lord was involved in the equation. And that is going to be the theme, and that's the purport Srila Prabhupada very specifically mentions, glorifying the potency of Krishna consciousness. Because when the Supreme Lord is involved, it's not the modes of nature which controls us. Like yesterday, Jayasachi Prabhu was making a nice point. Even though he gave a very brief class on this topic and he escaped by speaking about book distribution. But he did mention a very important point, that when such verses are heard or read, no offense should be taken, especially by those devotees who are trying to learn spiritual knowledge, because this is the nature of the body which one is in. And we hear very classic examples, you know, when Indra was cursed to live as a hog, he didn't even want to go back and live as Indra, the king of heaven. Why? Because he was enjoying the body he was in. It has nothing to do with we, the spiritual spark within the body. It is the covering we have. So we've in society, if you see the damages done by men, or the crime done by men, if you see jails, are 95% filled with men, or maybe 90% filled with men, the crimes done. Socially, ethically, environmentally, men are more damaging than women. So that's their outer covering which makes them do all these activities which are very destructive. Most of the physical fights you see are men involved. But then the other side we see, the nature of the woman also has her own aspect. That particular body, the physiology and psychology of that body we carry, the subtle or gross body, will naturally display her nature or its nature. And hearing and reading those natures, one should actually appreciate the clarity scriptures gives instead of taking it offensively. And what specific clarity it's giving? I actually confirmed it with my sisters and cousins that this is how women actually think. This is how at workplace, if given a leadership role, women think, not exactly this verse of killing husband and all, this is extreme. And we all know, not all women will think like that, but at workplace, if given power, and if there is someone whom they don't gel up well, that person goes through a hell of a time. Because as in that body, the control over emotion is less. The expression is very direct. So she said, yeah, if in leadership roles there is someone in the office whom we're not happy with, the reactions are very different how men will react to. So many times this, you know, if you see historically in Vedic culture, there was a lot of compatibility between contribution of both men and women, and it was very complementing to each other. We would not even hear such topics, such discussions what we hear now, where we talk about third or fourth generation of feminism at peak and male chauvinistic society, very exploitative society at its peak, which has caused feminism to also rise and fight back. Why? Because both would complement each other, and the roles were very well divided. You know, currently also, if you see in art schools, women are more, because that subtle nature or liking is more of that body. If you see labor work, men are more, because physical labor involves men more. So when the fight is on equal rights, it becomes very unclear that what are you actually fighting for, if it's not properly understood. So, you know, if there is a group of 10 children, and you ask a man to control or a woman to control, naturally women will be better in controlling kids, because they can do it. It's their strength. It's their nature. So when in Vedic cultures this was very clearly understood and roles were very clearly divided. But why it was happily accepted? Because men, specifically as natural leaders of society, men were more chivalrous. They were more protective. Now that protective nature has turned more exploitative, which has given rise to feminism, but leading towards destructive feminism. So even though it's a strong statement, but it's happening, and especially by leaders even in the West who are very concerned about where the society is heading. They are very worried that West is, especially Western environment, is turning towards a situation which can't be reversed, the way it is heading the direction it's heading in. So it's something of concern. But solution is very specifically given in this verse, in this purport and the previous purport also. If you see purport of 41st verse, for the previous verse, Prabhupada's first statement only solves this whole equation, that why scriptures are talking the way they are talking. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that woman is now depicted very well from the materialistic point of view by Kashyapa Muni. It's completely a materialistic viewpoint on woman. Why? Because that's the display of that particular body, the nature it can display. In this current verse, Srila Prabhupada is quoting, oh yes, we have heard cases where husband is killed for an insurance policy. I don't know, it must be some news in 70s what Srila Prabhupada must have heard or read, and he's quoting that news. If you see aggression, many cases of domestic violence where men have caused harm to women and they have killed. But here, it's not just aggression, it's a strategic planning. And we see in Ramayana also, when Mantra very, very well instigated Kekai that Bharat should be the king and Lord Ram should be banished, she pretty much showed this nature. The Lord Ram, whom she loved, literally actually loved as her son, she banished him to go and live in forest, basically die there. Just banished to the forest, just leave. She did not, of course we can say this is Leela of the Lord, she was participating in the pastime of the Lord, but if you see just from material point of view, she actually displayed this exact verse. She just banished Lord Ram, you go to the forest, you live or die, I don't give a damn, I don't care. Okay, Lakshman, you also go, I don't care. Sita, you also want to go? You also go, I don't care. My son should be the king. My son should get the right. But what was the reason? When Mantra started instigating Kekai about this whole conspiracy, she started basically feeding all the ideas in Kekai's mind. Kekai was rejecting, Mantra, you are a fool. How can this be possible? You are talking nonsense now. He is my son. He can't do this, that to me. You know what was the change in Kekai's mind? What made her change her decision from loving Ram to banishing Ram? When Mantra said to Kekai, oh, so far you are the favorite queen. You are favored by Dashrath. As soon as Ram becomes king, Kaushalya, who is the biological mother of Ram, according to the Leela, she will become superior to you. And she will take revenge because she was never the favorite queen. And this hit Kekai very hard. And she decided, that's it. I don't care who lives or who dies. I want my position as superior to be maintained. And it was not just Ram who was banished, her so much loving son, or Lakshman, who was also loved by Kekai as equal as Bharat, or Sita, her newly wedded daughter-in-law. She didn't even mind her husband dying in front of her. She didn't mind. Husband is dying in separation of Lord Ram. She didn't bother her. She was so fixed on the goal. Very strong pastime, actually, if you see. But that's a fact. Where if lower natures are watered enough, whether it's man or woman, it's very difficult to control. And it can come out very explosively. And it can be very destructive. So because here the section is going, here the section is talking about Kashyapa and Diti's pastime, where Kashyapa Muni is falling down, or actually fell down, by agreeing Diti's allurements, by accepting Diti's allurements. This particular section is very directly talking about nature of woman. But if you see Bhagavatam, mostly it's just smashing men and their materialistic viewpoints, technically speaking. And that's why one should see it in totality and not get very agitated. Once I was on Swanson Street distributing books many years back, one person came to me. I just offered him a book, Australian middle-aged man with a child with him. I offered him Bhagavad Gita and he said, I don't like your books. I said, why? He said, you people are female dominating. I said, what do you mean? He said, in your book, this is written, that is written. And he started quoting. He knew a little bit from his younger age. Oh, this intelligent, less intelligent, blah, blah. He just started making 2-3 points. And then I was noticing that in whole Bhagavatam, in whole Bhagavad Gita, this is what you read? Nothing else attracted you? Nothing else even bothered your attention? And this is what your attention was holding on to. So that shows we are not interested in the essence. And what is the essence? Prabhupada is very specific about the essence in this verse, in this whole section. Every purport he is hammering this one point, we are not this body, we are spiritual. We are spirit by nature. We are not this body. We are not this body. So considering oneself as body and trying to learn and hear these verses is going to agitate people's mind. There is a very interesting pastime of Srila Prabhupada with Yamuna Mataji. Prabhupada was, in many places Prabhupada has mentioned a statement, I think this is from Chanakya Pandit, that politician and woman should not be trusted. Prabhupada has made this statement a few times. So in India, this was, the group of people were there, Yamuna Mataji was also there. I think she was the only woman in the room that time. With, I think some guests were there, and Prabhupada was speaking this statement, and Prabhupada turned towards Yamuna Mataji and said, Yamuna, isn't it true, women and politicians can't be trusted? And Mataji said, yes, Prabhupada, you're very right. And everyone was giggling and smiling. And then Prabhupada became serious and looked at Yamuna Mataji and said, but you are not a woman, you are a Vaishnavi and can be trusted. So Prabhupada was making very specific points, you know. So very, very occasionally he has quoted, you know, few times he has quoted this statement, but he was making a very clear-cut statement. To a degree that, you know, if you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, he was very strict as a sannyasi to associate with women, very, very strict. To a degree that hearing a sweet voice of woman, singing, hearing songs from a woman, was, even devotional songs were very heavily criticized for a renounced order. But what Srila Prabhupada did, when he first heard Govindam Adipurusham tape from Yamuna Mataji, for the whole future, thousands of years of ISKCON to come, Prabhupada made every person hear that in the morning. Because it moved Srila Prabhupada devotionally so much. This whole album, especially that Govindam Adipurusham song, that he said every day morning, 7 o'clock, play it. It doesn't matter, sannyasi, whoever you are, hear it. Because it is, he was very much moved by the devotion behind the whole activity, the activity of singing. So we have seen in Srila Prabhupada's pastime, he has kept these instructions very crystal clear, but when it comes to save the soul in whichever body the soul is, he has gone all the way out to protect and save. But for those who are brahmacharis or sannyasis, especially brahmacharis, we have to be careful not to imitate Srila Prabhupada in trying to save a soul which is in female body. And recommendation even for grihastha preachers is given, is that you also don't be very eager to save soul in female body alone. Go and save with your wife. be with your partner when you're trying to cultivate, educate, guide opposite person from opposite sex, opposite gender. So why? Because our philosophy explains we are not this body, we are soul. But we are not on that level that we are not this body, we are soul. So we can be very much affected whether we are married men or we are single men staying in ashram. If we become too loose in the name of preaching. So that is something to be a little bit careful with. Srila Prabhupada quotes a story explaining how progress in spiritual life has hardly much to do with your external situation, whether it's your environment or the body one is in. And he quotes a story of a brahmana who was living in the neighborhood with a prostitute. It's a very famous story, many times we have heard this. And in this story, the brahmana is constantly criticizing, ridiculing, belittling. Oh, look at this prostitute. What sinful activity she is doing whole day. And his meditation is criticizing her. And that's his daily activity. His nitya leela, other than his ritualistic religious practices of reciting shloka, yajna, mantras and all that, is to criticize that prostitute in his neighborhood. Where am I stuck? What is this neighborhood? Look at her. She'll go to hell. She is this, she that. But her consciousness is constantly glorifying the brahmana. Oh, how fortunate is he? He's always studying. He's always reciting mantras. Maybe if I am that fortunate. And she's engaged in her profession, remembering the Lord and glorifying the profession, glorifying the situation this brahmana is in. Time of death comes, and this brahmana is very heavily taken by Yamadutas to hell, and he says, boss, there is a mistake. I have recited mantras after mantras, constantly. But he said, sorry sir, you were mostly meditating on the prostitute. Whereas the prostitute has successfully gone beyond material modes. She has transcended. He says, why? Because she was meditating on your activities, which you were supposed to meditate on. And she was remembering the Lord. So Prabhupada quotes this and he says the progress is very much dependent on the consciousness. And of course, we just can't say do anything. You be a butcher and chant Hare Krishna. One has to be careful of profession also. But the point he was making there is don't be externally ritualistic, egoistic, thinking that we are superior in our external situation. You know, there's a story, as well as Radhanath Swami quotes, that when some brahmacharis, they heard this verse from Yamunacharya, that whenever I think of sex, my lips curl in distaste and I spit on the thought. So these brahmacharis, immature young kids, they took it very literally. So when in temple, after hearing this very fired up brahmachari class, they literally saw some Matajis coming from the front and they spit on the floor. And that was very offensive to a Vaishnava, to a devotee of Krishna. And Krishna took it very seriously. Krishna actually took it very seriously that how can you just offend my devotees? Unacceptable, no matter what. In just few days, they got so agitated, they had to leave Brahmachari Ashram. Krishna just didn't like it. So you just can't do it. It's just unacceptable. You just can't act in that way. And that's why, if you see the purport, Prabhupada is very specific. His words are very well chosen, very specific, where he says, whether one is a man or woman, he is not interested in serving others. Everyone is interested in satisfying his or her own senses. Krishna consciousness, however, provides first-class training for a man or a woman. So a man should be trained to be a first-class devotee of Lord Krishna, and woman should be trained to be very chaste follower of her husband. That will make the lives of both of them happy and successful. So if a woman is actually very devotionally inclined to serving her husband, her spiritual master, and serving Krishna, you just can't mistreat her based on externals. And that's going to be very harmful for one's spiritual life. So one has to be very, very, very careful when hearing such pastimes, because instead of progressing, we may go down. We may actually go down. So there are warnings. There are very clear warnings while learning these pastimes. Whole Bhagavatam, you see, it very specifically gives many instructions where material motivations of so-called kings, men, are heavily ridiculed. And we must apply that very closely on us. See Anga's pastime. King Anga, how sinful he was. how sinful he was that Brahmanas had to kill him by mantras, right? Vena, that's what I'm saying. This word is, something wrong is there. Vena, King Vena's pastime, that Brahmanas had to kill him. And that's why the Bhagavatam must be taken in its totality. So the progress, the way scriptures, the Vedic culture was planned or designed was that Guru is a follower of Krishna. He follows Krishna. Because everyone is a follower in Vedic culture. So when women, they hear this statement, like last statement Prabhupada makes, that man should be trained as first-class devotees and woman should be trained to be very chaste follower of her husband. This word follower, it just hits very hard. That I have to follow this man. So everyone is following in Vedic culture, because success in spiritual life means to be a follower. But of whom matters a lot. So Guru is follower of Krishna. Husband is follower of Guru. Wife follows the husband, and children follows the parents. So this is Vedic culture, right? Now imagine this current atheistic, people do believe in God, but theism is not the main thread in society, so we call it atheistic society in that sense, has left Krishna out of equation. When we say Krishna, we literally mean that the understanding that there is a spiritual realm, a superior place to go to after this life, that concept is heavily rejected. And whether it's Christianity or people, or you see Islam, there is always a concept of higher realm. It's heaven or Jannat. Or here we are talking about even Swargas, which is heavenly abodes, or spiritual realm. So always this concept of some superior place to be was introduced in religion, but that is heavily rejected in society. So when you don't have to go anywhere and everything has to be done here, then naturally men will become exploitative, and to protect their rights, women will fight back, and feminism will reach to wherever it is now, and will even go more destructive, right? So but if God is put in place properly, and spiritual teachers do follow teachings of God properly as gurus, then society will automatically follow them. So the progress, the whole hierarchy has been disturbed so badly that in many cultures it's almost irreversible now. And for that to come back to its proper shape may take some very heavy blessing of the Lord to put it back in shape. The way we see, especially the way West is going, and India is so heavily catching up with West. I just want to conclude with one pastime of Srila Prabhupada that shows how, when
doesn't matter which body we belong to, if acted for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, this external bodily barriers makes no sense. They don't hinder our spiritual progress and satisfaction of Guru and Krishna. So this particular pastime is of Malati Mataji in Mayapur. So Malati Mataji was married to Shyam Sundar Prabhu. They had a child also. So Sidhe went to Mayapur in those days where there was no temple, it was just hut. And she had to go through a very rigorous routine because she has to take care of Srila Prabhupada's cooking. She has to take care of her husband and the child also, Saraswati, I think, name. And Saraswati is young. So now, and the resources are very limited, money is less. So she practically has to go through all the obstacles which we can't even imagine and we will not even bother to get into. From the point of view of dealing with the management for resources to cook for Srila Prabhupada, to go out and buy, you know, she has to go out and then argue with the rickshawalas because they want to charge her more because she is a Western bodied person. Then she has to take a boat, go on the other side of Navdeep to buy groceries, vegetables for Prabhupada and argue there also for the fares because they want to charge her more. Then again go and negotiate, argue from the vegetable sellers because they also want to charge her more. Then come back, cook for Srila Prabhupada, and every day she would hear complaints from Srila Prabhupada, this is wrong in the cooking. More salt, less salt, this problem, that problem. And she specifically says that my whole meditation was that how can I please Srila Prabhupada? What should I cook tomorrow? And she's just constantly meditating practically whole day what to do next and how to do it better. And it goes on for days. And every day she hears some complaint or the other. This is not right, this is not right. So she decides in her mind that I really want to please Srila Prabhupada. So maybe tomorrow I'll tell Srila Prabhupada that either you find some other cook or I arrange some other cook for you, because I think I'm not able to do something good for you, proper for you. So Srila Prabhupada, that day Prabhupada's godbrother sannyasis were coming and they were already critical of Srila Prabhupada that you are a sannyasi and why a woman is cooking for you. But Prabhupada didn't take it very seriously. So Prabhupada did it other way. So next day it was time where she thought, okay, I'll go and tell Srila Prabhupada that I'm not fit to cook for you. I really want to please you, but I'm not fit for you. But she goes in the room and Prabhupada calls her actually, and she sees amazing scene where all the god brothers are sitting next to Prabhupada, a very regal scene with all dandas in her hand and Prabhupada on his royal seat in the middle. And Prabhupada calls her in front of all of them and says, what are you cooking for me today? And she explains and Prabhupada says, okay, cook this. She goes, she brings prasadam in. But she thought, okay, today I'll not tell because guests are here. Tomorrow I'll tell Prabhupada that I can't cook for you anymore. Find someone else. So she walks in and Prabhupada takes this prasad and he says to his god brothers, she is Malati. She goes through all the hardships every day. Negotiate, buy this, that. She has a child. She cooks for me every day. What I do every day is just find fault with her. I did this mistake, that mistake, this you do, this wrong, this is what you have done wrong. This is what I do all the time. But she can slit her throat for me. And Prabhupada said, I will do the same for her. And Malati Mataji was shocked. And in moment she just started crying. Prabhupada had very teary eyes. God brothers were shocked. She walks out and she was surprised. What I was thinking and what Srila Prabhupada is thinking, that she can slit her throat for me and I'll do the same for her. And this is a sannyasi telling amongst all his god brothers for his disciple, female disciple. And so that is Srila Prabhupada's empowerment. To bring, doesn't matter who you are, to a spiritual level. It does not matter actually which body one is in. As long as one is trying to please Guru and Krishna, one can transcend it. So one must look beyond these statements and see how can we go above these bodily conceptions. Doesn't matter man or woman, both have big problems, serious issues to deal with. We know our issues very well, but Matajis also should very clearly know what their issues are so that we can deal with it. And very specifically, Prabhupada quote mentions this, as Vaishnavas, we will acknowledge our issues. As Yamuna Mataji immediately said, yes, Srila Prabhupada, can't be trusted. She immediately agreed. Because as Vaishnava, she was able to see beyond. But if you just artificially says, no, men only dominate. Men ego, male ego, or female says their points. Then society is very chaotic, no progress. Because we can't think of a world beyond this world. We can't think of a place where we all want to go, leaving these external bodies aside. So I just want to stop there, see if any questions, corrections, complaints are there. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. Ask a simple question, okay?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. You said when women, they get a higher position than the men in the office or workplace, like they become a manager or the boss, it can be dangerous for the staff. So also sometimes we see in school, like us girls, we might become a leader, or we may get into the leadership team because of our good luck, or we have performed well in front of our teachers. So how can we avoid like these situations?
When we see in leadership roles, women are performing very well actually. Currently, if you see, they're performing well. This is just one area when emotions are triggered. That's where they face a challenge. But in terms of competency, if required, they outperform men. Specifically, when I'm using the word, when we talk about competency. So if a woman is more qualified, yes, she can naturally be a leader. Because she's already a leader at home. Right? Men are not leaders at home. They just behave, act as one. Or they just want to feel as one. But they are not. Sometimes we joke, you know, to so many people, they come with this complaint, that complaint. That we tell Mataji, oh, just make him feel the leader, but anyways, everything happens as you wish. And so just satisfy him by thinking that he is the boss at home. So women are natural leaders in society, and there is no doubt about it, especially because home is also part of society. Only place when emotions are really triggered to a point where there is hatred. Because psychologically it is seen by experts that if men don't like someone, they can still work along. But it's a little difficult for women to do so. But that's the nature. So just that lower aspect, if that can be avoided, why not? Lead from front. And especially you're a devotee. So you can lead with very good example. So if given an opportunity, go for it. Okay? Anything else? Yes, Prabhu. You came towards the end, so hopefully.
I have one question from the translation.
Yeah, I know the answer.
Prabhu, it says, well, woman is very harsh here because they will not be hesitate to even kill their own husbands or sons or brothers. But in our life, we see woman as a mother and she is doing everything for the family, possible she can. How can Bhagavatam say these harsh things? Because woman's role is very uplifting, for it's very much essential for the society to maintain.
So did you have a phone with you? You have a smartphone. So if you go to YouTube and type Hare Krishna Melbourne, today's date. So the class we gave was pretty much on this topic. So actually, because you came at the end, that's where this question is coming, because we discussed the whole thing. But just very quickly, I'll just brief you. And the point is, men and women, they both have their lower natures. But when they hit the rock bottom, when they hit to the bottom where they express their lowest natures, it's possible. It's possible, and there are many cases where it has happened. Haven't you seen in a domestic violence men killing women? Right? So when they hit their rock bottom, they kill. And the same can happen with women, because they cannot kill. They plan it. They do strategies to kill husband when they have a lover and they're really fed up with this current husband. So both have their sides. It's possible. Why not? Kaikeyi is a very classic example I was giving. She didn't mind Ram going to the forest, live or die, doesn't care. Husband was dying in front of her, doesn't care. Yeah, so the whole idea of Vedic society was, don't let people move towards their lower sides. Bring them up, uplift them with knowledge, with good example, with spiritual practices. And that's why women were always expected to be under protection, because this one aspect can be harmful for them and society. You see what has happened. Motherhood is getting destroyed in West because too much independence and not much education. Independence is still okay. People can be independent, but be independent under guidance. Because they're independent with no guidance, with no superior guidance, according to experts who are dealing with this matter, in late 30s they figure out, oh no, this is not what I want. I don't want career. I want a family, but it's too late. I want a child, but it's too late. Society is facing it, and India is catching up with it. So don't let the lower natures control you. Is it okay? Yeah. But we discussed in detail, so I just don't want to go again. Is it okay? Anything else, or we finish? Hare Krishna. Granth Rashi Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.